Ahe ratri kai vartya no kate chadiya kaliyadahe matsamare doti jvalaya. These respectable gentlemen replied, at night in the Kaliya lake, a fisherman lighting a torch in his boat catches many fish. Interesting that they're catching fish in the Jamuna River. Dura haite tahade ki lokera haya brahm kaliyera sharire krishna karichaye nartan. From a distance, people mistakenly think that they are seeing Krishna dancing on the body of the Kaliya serpent. 106. Naukate Kaliya Gyana Dipiratna Gyane Jaliyare Mura Loka Krishna Karimani. These fools think that the boat is the Kaliya serpent and the torchlight the jewels on his hoods. People also mistake the fisherman to be Krishna. 107. Vrindavane Krishna Ayala Se Satyahai Krishnere Dekila Loka Ihamityanai. Actually, Lord Krishna has again returned to Vrindavan. That also is a truth, and people have seen him. So I would be waiting. You got 18. All right. 108. Kintu kahaṁ Krishna deke kahaṁ Brahma mani stanu puruṣe jayche viparita jñāni. Translation. But where they are seeing Krishna is their mistake. It is like considering a dry tree to be a person. Purport. The word stanu means a dry tree without leaves. From a distance, one may mistake such a tree for a person. This is called stanu purush. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Vrindavan, the inhabitants considered him an ordinary human being, and they mistook the fisherman to be Krishna. Every human being is prone to make such mistakes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mistaken for an ordinary sannyasi, the fisherman was mistaken for Krishna, and the torchlight was mistaken for bright jewels on Kaliya's hoods. Text 109. Can search. 18109, just search.
You got it.
You got it. Oh, okay, good. Okay, we can do responsively. Prabhu kahe kaham paila Krishna darshan.
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 Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama sanarayan. Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Prabhu kahe kaha paila Krishna darshan.
Prabhu kahe kaha paila Krishna darshan.
Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Prabhu kahe
kaham paila
Krishna darshan.
Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Prabhu
kahe kaham paila Krishna darshan.
Loka
kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan. Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan. Prabhu kahe kaham paila Krishna darshan.
Loka kahe
sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Loka kahe
kaham paila Krishna darshan.
Loka kahe sannyasi tumi jangama narayan.
Prabhu kahe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired,
Kaham Paila,
where have you gotten?
Krishna Darshan,
sight of Krishna,
Loka Kahe.
The respectable persons replied,
Sannyasi Tumi,
you are a sannyasi.
Jangama Narayan,
moving Narayan.
Translation
purport by his doing Krishna Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked them, where have you seen Krishna directly? The people replied, you are a sannyasi, a renunciate. Therefore, you are a moving Narayan, Jangama Narayan. Purport. This is the viewpoint of Mayavad philosophy. Mayavad philosophy supports the impersonalist view that Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no form. One can imagine impersonal Brahman in any form, as Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Vivisvan, Ganesh, or Devi Durga. According to the Mayavad philosophy, when one becomes a sannyasi, he is to be considered a moving Narayan. Mayavad philosophy holds that the real Narayan does not move because, being impersonal, he has no legs. Thus, according to Mayavad philosophy, whoever becomes a sannyasi declares himself Narayan. Foolish people accept such ordinary human beings as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Vibhartabad. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that Jangama Narayana means that the impersonal Brahman takes a shape and moves here and there in the form of a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavad philosophy confirms this. Dandagrahana matrena naro narayano bhavit. Simply by accepting the danda of the order of sannyas, one is immediately transformed into Narayan. Very easy, sister. Why austerities are needed? Therefore, Mayavadi sannyasis address themselves by saying, Om Namo Narayanaya. In this way, one Narayan worships another Narayan. Actually, an ordinary human being cannot become Narayan. Even the chief Mayavadi sannyasi, Sri Shankaracharya, says, Narayana Paro Vyaktat. Narayan is not a creation of this material world. Narayan is above the material creation. Due to their poor fund of knowledge, Mayavadi sannyasis think that Narayan, the absolute truth, takes birth as a human being, and that when he realizes this, he becomes Narayan again. They never consider why Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accepts an inferior position as a human being, and then again becomes Narayan when he is perfect. Why should Narayan be imperfect? Why should he appear as a human being? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely explained these points while at Vrindavan. Amagyana timarandasya gyanam jana salakaya chaksudun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa katamayam tatati swapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarni Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripasindhu Vivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Mayavad philosophy. They announced that today is the day of the, did you announce that? I missed a little bit. Today is the day of the Damodar pastime?
Yeah,
he quotes
Sanatana
Goswami. Okay, yes. And of course, this is a day, Diwali, happy Diwali, Hare Krishna. The day that the Lord Ramchandra, we can just imagine how 14 years after being in exile for 14 years, how the people of Ayodhya were so happy that he was returning. Can't imagine. This is the there's different types of two main types of moods in transcendental moods is the Viparlamba and Sambhog, the separation and reunion. So there's four different types of this separation, one of them being physical separation. And similarly, there's four different types of union, and one of those is after this physical separation. So this is the mood of the residents of Ayodhya after 14 years. Lord Ramchandra is returning. He's defeated Ravana and recovered his wife Sita, and they're returning to Ayodhya. Bharat, his brother, was living in a hut, just as he was imagining Lord Ramchandra was living in a hut in the forest, and he was worshipping his shoes, his padukas. So this is after 14 years, finally they returned. We can have some kind of those that had opportunity to receive Srila Prabhupada at some place in a temple like that, some temple when he was coming to visit, we can have a little bit of understanding how that mood is. But otherwise, there's actually no material examples can't be used to imagine how joyful they must have been. This is the difference between material and spiritual. It's very important understanding to have that the here from actually from Lord Chaitanya's very childhood, his childhood pastimes were there practically at. It's described in the Adi Lila, chapter 14, Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. Practically right after he began walking, and he could barely transform from crawling into walking. One time, Mother Sachi gave him some sweetmeats. I'm going to read a little bit here. One day, while the Lord was enjoying his playful sports with the other little children, Mother Sachi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats and asked this child to sit down and eat them. But when she returned to her household duties, the child hid from his mother and began to eat dirt. So, a whole nice, very nice description is there. I have to read, I guess. Sorry, I started. Seeing this, Mother Sachi hastily returned and exclaimed, "What is this? What is this?" She snatched the dirt from the hands of the Lord and inquired why he was eating it. Crying, the child inquired from his mother, "Why are you angry? You have already given me dirt to eat. What is my fault?" "Fused rice, sweetmeats, and all other eatables are but transformations of dirt. This is dirt, that is dirt. Please consider, what is the difference between them? This body is a transformation of dirt, and the edibles are also a transformation of dirt. Please reflect upon this. You are blaming me without consideration. What can I say?" Astonished that the child was speaking Mayavad philosophy, Mother Satchi replied, "Who has taught you this philosophical speculation that justifies eating dirt?" She gives very nice examples, Mother Satchi, from Lord Chaitanya's very childhood. Replying to the Mayavad idea of the child philosopher, Mother Satchi said, "My dear boy, if we eat earth transformed into grain, our body is nourished and it becomes strong. But if we eat dirt in its crude state, the body becomes diseased instead of nourished, and thus it is destroyed. In a water pot, which is a transformation of dirt, I can bring water very easily. But if I pour water on a lump of dirt, the lump will soak up the water and my labor will be useless." Very wonderful examples. The Lord replied to his mother, "Why did you conceal self-realization by not teaching this practical philosophy in the beginning? Now that I can understand this philosophy, no more shall I eat dirt. Whenever I am hungry, I shall suck your breast and drink your breast milk." So this is from his very childhood, Lord Chaitanya defeated this Mayavadi philosophy, sometimes through his devotees, and sometimes, of course, the wonderful example is there, Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi. Lord Chaitanya had very philosophical discussion with them that's described in the 7th chapter of the Adi Lila. And basically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reestablishing the original principles of religion. Shankaracharya, he had some purpose. It's very nicely described. I was looking at one nice book, Srila Prabhupada's sannyas guru, his godbrother Keshav Maharaj, wrote one very nice book entitled Vaishnava Vijay, Mayavadi Jivano Vaishnava Vijay, I think was the original name. But it describes the whole process of how this Mayavad philosophy came about. The term Mayavad is not found in the Vedic literatures, but the philosophy, of course, we can understand that's coming down the absolute truth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions how the absolute truth was one, and due to the course of time, this absolute truth becomes changed. As Krishna says, Sakalini Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa, that by the course of time, the absolute truth, because people have different perceptions according to our different statuses in life, our different modes of nature, we have different perspectives on the absolute truth. And it's only when a personality who is completely pure, the pure devotee, he can understand Atashri Krishna Namade Na Bhavad Kram Indre, that the supreme absolute truth, the Lord, beginning with his name Namadi, Atashri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavad Kram Indre, that the material senses, they are unable to understand. So as long as we're on the material platform, we have different ideas and conceptions of what that absolute truth is, and they're all mistaken. The Mayavadis, they consider that because they're on the material platform, they consider that the supreme absolute truth has no form actually, but he becomes manifest, he takes on different forms. Thus is described here that Vishnu, Shiva, Vivishvan, Ganesh, or Durga, this is called the Panchopasanas. They worship these five demigods, thinking that they're simply the Supreme Brahman who has taken a different, particular form. Of course, we are offering prayers to Srila Prabhupada Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desitarani, that he has delivered the Western worlds from this calamity. He uses this word calamity of impersonalism when Srila Prabhupada wrote his Vyasa Puja offering to his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He calls it impersonal calamity thou hast removed. Absolute sentient thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. So this Mayavad philosophy is a very big it's calamity. That's because it actually destroys the living entity's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the only source of happiness. Because the living entity is searching for happiness, anandamayo byasat, that's his natural condition of life, that happiness can only be found through variety. Variety is the mother of happiness. Unless there's variety in life, you can't have any happiness. Oneness means no happiness. And Mayavadis want to make everything one. So that ultimately means that they become bewildered. What is that verse? Is that there's yenyera vindaksha vimuktamanas tvayasta bhaved avishuddha buddhya. They have imperfect, avishuddha buddhya means impure intelligence, and vimuktamanina, that they have very, they don't accept the wonderful, the source of all happiness, lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yinye Ravindaksha, the lotus eyed Supreme Lord, Vimuktamaninas, Tvayavstabhaved, Avishuddha Guru. So, as a result, what is the result? Aruya Krishna Parampadam Tada. That they, in spite of great endeavors, they take, of course, that's what they mentioned earlier, that the Mayavadi philosophers, they take great austerities, even though we were reading how they simply dandagrahan matrina. Simply, it says matrina means only by that. Simply by taking a danda, they think that they have become Narayan. But actually, most sannyasis, they do perform some kind of austerities. Krishena, param padam tada, padantiyada, that they ultimately they fall down, because even though they're thinking vimuktamanina, they're thinking that they've become liberated, they think that they've become Narayan, they have avishuddha buddhaya in there, and they don't accept the position of eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when one accepts that position, just like here is a very nice contrast, how the Mayavadi sannyasis, their whole goal is to become one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here today we're remembering Mother Yashoda, how she's chasing Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth. She's chasing him with a stick and tying him to a mortar for grinding, for a churning rod, churning pot. So how you can compare that the devotee's position can become, Krishna accepts the devotee's position as greater. He actually says in the, when he's talking to Uddhava, Madhbhakta Puja Bhyadika, that the worship of my devotees is better than the worship of me. And Lord Shiva also, he says like that. Even though Shiva, Shiva was instructed by Krishna to preach this Mayavadi philosophy. So he took the form of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya is the servant of the Lord, and he's taken that position. What is that? Mayavadam Ashastram prachanam bodham uchate. In book I was explaining, Mayavadi Jivan, the life of the Mayavadi, it gives the whole history, the whole how the Mayavad philosophy was brought about. That first he describes how there was two different Buddhas, and one Buddha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he established a very pure philosophy of Ahimsa. And then there is another Buddha that I forget the different names, or Gautama, they're both called Gautama Buddha. One was Sakya, and other I don't remember. But basically, they decried the Vedas. Indasa Jagya Vidare. Jayadeva Goswami offers prayers like that. Ninda Sijagya Devadir. That he decried the Vedic sacrifices. So this is not proper. Srila Prabhupada, he had many times, I was listening to some conversations, morning walks, especially in Bombay, he had one very enlivening conversation with our friend Dr. Patel, who was, perhaps he was a little bit tainted by Mayavad philosophy, perhaps he was simply challenging Srila Prabhupada from that viewpoint. Even our Achyutananda, he was gave some arguments one time in South India with Srila Prabhupada, quoting from Vishupanishad, that 16th chapter, 16th verse, forget the exact words. But see, the Mayavadi philosophers, they think that the Supreme Lord, because everything is emanated from him, they base their philosophy on the Vedanta Sutra. They twist the philosophy of the Vedanta Sutra. They think that because Janmadi Asya Yataha, that's the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, that because everything has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore the Supreme Lord must have lost his original existence. But they failed to understand that the purports of the Vedic literatures, Ishopanishad particularly, it's described that Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate, that everything comes from him, but everything, and he Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam, that everything he creates is perfect and complete, but he still remains. Purnam eva vishishyate, that he remains complete in himself. The other example is there, ekadeshas titasyagnir jyotsna vishtarina yata, that just like from a light bulb of the sun. The sun is the proper example, that the light and the heat emanate from the sun, but the sun still remains as it is. So everything in this world emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains his original existence. And they're simultaneously one and different. That is the point. Ekadishis Titasyagnir Jyotsna Vishtarina Yet Parasya Brahmana Shaktis Tatedam Akilam Jagat. What is that? That, so the light, you could say it's the sun, and the sun's shining in your room. Oh, the sun is shining in my room, but the sun is not directly there, but the sunlight is there, and the heat, for you feel the heat from the sun or from a fire, it's practically the same, but not the same. These are different, simultaneously one and different. This is the philosophy that was established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a result of because the Mayavada philosophy itself was established Chaitanya, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God had instructed Lord Shiva to come to this world and present, to reestablish the Vedic literatures through this Mayavadi philosophy, which is practically the same as Buddhism, Prachanam Bodham Uchite. That's simply a covered form of Buddhist philosophy. But the point is that the Mayavad philosophy did reintroduce the Vedic literatures. That was the purpose, the whole purpose of Lord Sri Shankaracharya, to reestablish the Vedic literatures, because the Buddhist philosophy completely rejected all the types of Vedic rituals and scriptures like that. And then, of course, as Srila Prabhupada quotes in the purport, even the chief Mayavadi sannyasi Shankaracharya says, Narayana Paravyaktat, that Lord Shiva, Shankaracharya, being actually the servant of the Lord, even though he was, just like Maya is the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but she has an unthankful duty of bewildering living entities. So Shankaracharya, also a servant of the Lord, but he had that similar mission to bewilder the living entities to thinking that the Supreme Lord everything is one. But actually he gives the real understanding, Narayana Paravyaktat, that Narayana is above the material, beyond the material creation. And he also has that prayer, is that Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Gumudabhate, that he told his followers, just worship Govinda, you fools and rascals, Mudamate. So this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan and had this pastime here. So I can go on. Anyone has some comments or questions? Comments? Srila Prabhupada was very much became very enlivened, or enlivened. Became very forceful, speaking very forceful when someone presented some Mayavad idea. When he was talking with this Dr. Patel in Bombay, Dr. Patel one time said that the sand and the water is the same, like that. And Srila Prabhupada became very, angry. He said, this is Mayavad philosophy. How you can say the sand and the water is the same? So it came out after some time, and he said, well, they're both matter. And that way, they are both the same. So this way, Srila Prabhupada also gave some other examples of, and there's very nice examples. So many different examples are given by Madhvacharya. He wrote one book, Mayavadi Shatadushini, giving 100 different refutations of the Mayavadi philosophy. He says that Srila Prabhupada gave one example, is that how you can say that the furniture and the desk, the front desk and the hotel is the hotel, or how can you say the hand is the body? You can't say the part is the whole. The living entity is described, maivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The living entity is eternally the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that part can never become the whole. That is the purport. And I think it was one of the devotees, I think it was sounded like maybe Jayapataka Maharaj said that we should change your pranam prayer, that paschatya deshatarani, nirvisesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarani, that you have not delivered only the Western worlds from this impersonalism, but you have delivered the whole world. This was the business of the Vaishnavacharya, that how to deliver people from their ignorance, which is the basis of Mayavad philosophy. All right, so no questions or comments. I guess we'll end there. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.